Welcome everyone to episode 3 at WMVHS. But first, I just want to say thanks to everyone for all the overwhelming responses to episode 1 and 2 from our audience. Today's episode is entitled, If I Ruled the World. There seems to be many controversies and many arguments about decision making when it comes to government, education, and social laws. We have some guests that you'll hear from in a little while with an open discussion. But first, here's a piece produced by DJ Cruz, which was inspired by certain rules enforced in our high school. This piece is called Hall Walkers.
The theme of this month's podcast is rules and regulation. Here's Oscar singing If I Ruled the World.
Hey, this is DJ DC, and I'm new on board for episode 3. I'm going to hit you off with a new hit by Raymond called Cops and Robbers. This piece was influenced by the original theme song from Beverly Hills Cop. It's all about his view on a society with no boundaries.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Ebony, who won top three in the Sarah Lawrence Poetry Competition for her piece called Selfish Hands. To quote from the committee, your piece displayed unique talent, maturity, and creative skill. She was featured on our February podcast with her piece, Warped and Twisted. She is here with us now to read us her piece. This is Selfish Hands.
I feel 100 arms entangling my neck, grabbing, pulling my skin, keeping me from flying away. Like shackles, they bind me to their ground and not my own. Arms clawing their way up to my chest, reaching my shoulders like paperweight. They hold me at a standstill. I feel 1,000 more, scratching my heart, vandalizing it with their own virtues and not my own. I struggle to break free, to escape, but I feel those million arms won't let me. I am convinced those million arms are in control of me. With fear, I look down. With the same oblivious eyes I held high for long. And then I see that there are not 100 hands holding me, not 1,000,000 fingers chaining my feet, not a scar tissue cleaning on my toes. But there are just 2 wounded arms, pushing and pulling against my thighs, thumping and nailing my feet to the sole, struggling to keep me still. Not 1,000 nor 100, but they are just 2 most selfish hands, and they are my own.
Congratulations, Ebony. Very nice. This is Mr. Rizzo, and welcome back to WMVHS. We asked the students about our theme, If I Ruled the World, and we asked them what they would do. So here's some of their responses.
Hey, what's up? My name is Maria. If I ruled the world for one day, I would stop everything that is causing global warming.
Hey, my name is Xavier, and if I ruled the world for one day, I would fix the world's economy.
Hi, my name is Leslie. If I ruled the world for one day, I would put an end to hunger.
Hello, my name is Gustavo. If I ruled the world for one day, I would change our reliance on technology.
Hi, my name is Rihanna, and if I ruled the world for one day, I would abolish hatred and violence.
Wow, you guys and girls are beautiful. Very nice suggestions of changes in the world. This is Mr. Rizzo. One more time, I'd like to thank our audience for their fabulous response to our podcast. And I'd also like to thank those responsible for putting us on the main webpage of the entire New York City Board of Ed website this week. It was quite an honor. Thanks again for tuning into episode 3 of WMVHS Podcast. I send good wishes out to all of you. And please, we would love to hear from you. So send us an email, send a message or a comment. So following our theme about following rules and regulations, we close out with the continuation of DJ Cruz's Hall Walker.
Electronic devices.